Hi, welcome to V-School once again. We are on chapter number 4. What did we learn in the previous chapter? In the first, we saw the basics of investing. In the second, we saw the different classification of shares. In the third, we got the confidence that investing in shares is for everyone. Having understood about the basics of shares, as well as everyone can invest in shares, the next question comes to our mind is, why should one invest in shares? This exactly is what we are going to learn in chapter number 4, why invest in shares? The learning objectives of this chapter is to understand the various reasons as to why should one invest in shares. In this chapter, we are going to learn about several reasons for considering investment in shares, such as profits or growth, minimal outlay, liquidity, how an investor can change his decision based on the market, his needs, and the circumstances, how investment in shares can be used as a hedge against inflation, for safety, for wide options. When we talk about wide options, these are specifically from investing in different sectors of the economy for getting either returns or appreciation or both, the tax advantage, taking advantage of the collateral facility, and ownership of a large enterprise. So these are the different reasons we are going to learn in this chapter. Let us go one by one. The first one, an investor can invest into shares either for profit or growth or both. What does this mean? Investors who had a foresight to invest in the shares at the right time have reaped a fortune. You should know the time of entry as well as exit if you want to book your profits. Investment in shares has the potential of growth. We have seen the share cycle going up and down. Just because sometimes the share cycle have gone down, it doesn't mean that the share cycle will always remain down. It will complete a circle. So based on your timing in the market, you can reap the benefits of investment in shares, and shares can be looked as a potential of growth. Investment in shares can yield impressive and incredible returns. There are various examples on this. During the recent years, the average appreciation of a basket of 50 shares and the compounded annual growth of shares was much higher than the traditional investment in bank deposits. So we have investors who actually claim they have got more appreciation and returns than investing in traditional investments such as bank deposits, purely because of investing in shares. Monies invested in shares can multiply faster than other conventional avenues of investment savings. Investment in shares can provide profits as well as growth. It can actually generate a revenue stream in the form of dividends. At the same time, you can get appreciation and you can book your capital gains on it. Second important reason, minimum outlay. You don't require a huge amount of capital to become the owner of the company. Investment in shares does not require a lot of capital to purchase shares. One can begin a portfolio with an initial investment of as little as rupees 5,000 by buying shares priced below rupees 10 per equity share. Investment in shares can be done by minimal outlay and slowly and steadily as the income grows, one can increase the portfolio holdings. Next important reason is liquidity. We have seen this in the previous chapters also. Liquidity is an important aspect of investment in shares, as the investor can sell the shares and receives the proceeds in a matter of days, especially when the shares are listed on the stock exchange. In some of the other asset classes, the investor may have to wait for a longer period of converting assets into money or pay penalty for breaking the assets before maturity, as in the case of bank deposits, which are kept for a fixed period. As in the case of real estate investments, wherein you need to literally find a buyer and who is willing to pay the whatever the money that is to be paid for buying the property. Decisions can be changed. Shares can be sold easily and freely in the stock exchange as and when one desires. So investor can always watch the market, decide what are his goals and objectives, and accordingly build his portfolio. We have seen in the previous chapter how different age of the investor can make the financial goals different, and based on those financial goals, he can actually design a portfolio which suits his needs and the age. Investor can build a portfolio as per his choice by quickly balancing the portfolio without getting stuck in the investment for a longer period, like the investment in real estate. If one purchases real estate, it would be difficult to reverse it and sell in a hurry without incurring a loss. But in case of shares investments, you can do it very easily. Another important reason for investing in shares is it can literally act as a hedge against inflation. The rate of inflation is higher than the interest received on bank deposits and other forms of savings or investment. And if this continues, whatever returns one gets on its investment would not be enough for meeting the goals. However, shares are a tremendous hedge against inflation. The returns that are generated by shares over the previous period have shown that it can be used as a hedge against inflation. Shares have consistently yielded income and growth over a period of time that is far in excess of the rate of inflation. So this becomes a very, very big attraction as far as investment in shares is concerned. Next important reason for investment in shares is safety. If monies are to be invested in good, sound companies, then the possibility of losing them is minimal. Unless one sinks one money in an absolutely done hole of a company, a lemon once investment is reasonably safe. And for this, yes, the investor has to make his homework. He has to make some calculation. He has to do some research. Only then he should invest his hard-earned money. And some are safer than the others. He should go in for the safer ones rather than go in for the riskier ones on the premise of some greed or any other factor. Now, widow shares had a reputation of investing in them and forgetting about them as they paid dividends regularly and also issued the bonus shares. Such companies were very unlikely to go bust. However, yet another choice are the blue chips, which could be a safer investment, which won't go bankrupt so easily. Another important reason for investing in shares is the wide options. Thousands of companies operating in different markets and diverse industries are quoted on the stock exchange. The stock exchange is a place where numerous numbers of buyers and sellers are connected by the stock exchanges, and in the modern times, all are connected online. You don't have to literally go to the stock exchange. The broker doesn't have to go to the stock exchange with the physical shares. The entire trading transactions are done online within seconds. And the deals are matched to the price discovery mechanisms. So when we talk about price discovery mechanisms, the demand and supply decides the price, and the investor can wait for the price to buy. The seller can wait for the price to sell. Thus, the investors in shares have wide options to buy and sell shares based on the goals of investment and the liquidity needs. Another big advantage of investment in shares is the tax advantage. Tax on investment in shares is based on the direct tax regulations such as the Income Tax Act 1961. The capital gains tax on the long term made over rupees 1 lakh per annum is taxed at 10%. And the tax on the short term gains are payable at 15%. These are not fixed. One has to check the budget every year that government announces. But within that, whatever advantages one can claim, one can definitely claim by investment in shares. Government has provided several tax benefits to encourage investors to invest in shares so that the savings are channelized to the growth and development of the industries. One big aspect is the wealth tax is not payable on shares. This in turn characterizes the expansion of economy and prosperity of the country. On one side, the public gets a beautiful channel to invest. On the other side, the expansion of the economy happens because the money actually flows into the company. The company prospers, the economy prospers, automatically the country prospers. One big advantage of investing in shares is it can be used as a collateral facility. What do you mean by collateral facility? Simply means individuals can get a loan from several banks and financial institutions by pledging shares as collateral. Such loans are useful if it is required for a short term and one does not wish to part with the asset. So one can continue to hold the shares, pledge the shares, and raise the loan amount on the basis of the margins that are required by the bank or the financial institution. Another reason for investing in shares is ownership of a large enterprise. It is literally impossible for a common man to own an enterprise. However, based on his income, based on his capacity, he can have a part ownership of the company by actually buying that number of shares. The ownership of a share gives the holder the part ownership in the company based on the amount invested in the shares and the number of shares bought. Ownership can be acquired in large as well as small companies by investing in shares. So a big investor will have a larger muscle to buy more number of shares, whereas an average investor can buy a small number of shares. So both have the opportunity to have an ownership of an enterprise. One may not literally own the entire company, but certainly wields the rights of ownership and determine the policy and strategy of the company by participating in important meetings called by the company. A shareholder can attend the annual and general meetings, vote, cushion the directors, as well as inspect the books. Thus, investment in shares is not only conferring ownership of a company, but it also directly contributes to the growth of the company and in turn the country. Friends, investing in shares is a game. In this game, buyers and sellers are the two main players, and both have their own targets to realize. Hours can be spent on deciding whether to buy or sell. However, in this game of investing, the buyer will always want to buy a share at a lower price, and the seller will also want to sell the shares at a higher price and book a profit based on his investment plans. So this is a never-ending game in which there will be regular buyers, there would be regular sellers. Both will have their own goals and targets. No one can predict the future movement 100% correctly, in spite of whatever tools and technology they can use it. That is the beauty of a share market. The end result is judged by analyzing the decision, whether it was the correct one or not. Before that, no one can actually tell with certainty that a particular profit or loss would happen only after the happening of that particular transaction, then only could analysis could be done whether the decision that was taken was a correct one or not. Investing in shares is addictive to the extent that after one has purchased a share, it is difficult not to check its price every day. First of all, we saw the different reasons for investing in shares, and the market is volatile, changes every day, and that brings or increases the curiosity of the investor as to where he stands about the investments that he has made. And hence, it becomes an addiction to check about the status of investment every day. Some investors might not check it every day, but they will certainly have a question in mind as to what has happened about the investments that they have made. However, this game is exciting and lots of fun. To end this chapter, a beautiful quote from this 16th century European, De La Vega, said, "And once you have tasted the honey, you can never keep away from it." That is the beauty of investing in stock market or a shares market, and that is the reason we say investing in shares is addictive. It keeps you on your toes, you keep on checking, and you keep on doing it again and again based on your goals and financial plans. Thank you.